Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial Series, The Periodic Table and Chemical Periodicity. This tutorial will introduce you to the organization of the periodic table, how properties of an element can be determined from trends on the periodic table, how electronegativity, ionization energy, electron affinity relate to atomic radii. Chemistry studies matter. One type of matter is the elements. Elements are organized on the periodic table. The periodic table can be used to predict trends and properties of elements, such as atomic mass, atomic radii, electronegativity, ionization energy, electron affinity, and ion charge and radii. A brief history of the periodic table. Scientists went through many revisions to arrive at the current periodic table. At first, many scientists organized the elements in different ways. These systems had various flaws and did not present a unified system. Mendeleev organized the elements by atomic mass in rows and columns, according to the properties of the elements. He left some holes where no known element had properties needed to fit the pattern. As more elements were discovered, the holes were filled in. Elements were reorganized by atomic number. This switched a couple of the element places, but largely left the periodic table as Mendeleev had organized it. How is the table organized? The periodic table is a tool used by chemists. It organizes the elements and provides information about them. Elements are organized by increasing order of atomic number. The atomic number gives the number of protons in an atom, and therefore gives the identity of the atom. The periodic table is organized by groups. Columns are called groups or families, and periods. The rows are called periods. Most periodic tables give information about the atomic number. It's a whole number. Elements are ordered by this on the periodic table. The element name and symbol, if there's a second letter in the symbol, it's lowercase. And the atomic mass, usually the number with decimals. This gives the mass for one mole of atoms. Different periodic tables may show that information in different locations within the element square. There are several important regions of the periodic table that you should know the names of. All of the elements on the left of the staircase are metals. Those on the right of the staircase are nonmetals. Some of the elements touching the stair step are known as metalloids. The far left column of the periodic table, beginning with hydrogen, is known as the alkali metals. The next column, beginning with beryllium, is known as the alkaline earth metals. The column on the far right, beginning with helium, are the noble gases. The next column, beginning with hydrogen, are called the halogens. On the bottom, there are two rows. The top row is the lanthanide series, while the bottom row is the actinide series. The large group in the middle of the periodic table, from SC to ZN, and vertically from SC down to RF, are known as the transition metals. The tall columns, both the two on the left side and the four on the right side, are known as representative elements. Some properties of metals include high electrical conductivity, high melting point, and malleable and ductile. Properties of nonmetals include low electrical conductivity, low melting points, and brittle elements. Metalloids have properties of both metals and nonmetals. How to memorize the most common elements on the periodic table, the first 20 elements. Remember the sentence, Happy Henry, the little beach boy, can do fine. Naughty Megan, the alpine sister, pretends to ski at Clark Canyon. The H in happy is for hydrogen. HE in Henry, helium. LI in little, lithium. BE in beach, beryllium. B in boy, boron. C in can, carbon. The N in can, nitrogen. The O in do, oxygen. F in fine, fluorine. NE in fine, neon. NA in naughty, sodium. The M and the G in Megan, magnesium. AL in alpine, aluminum. SI in sister, silicon. P in pretends, phosphorus. S in ski, sulfur. CL in Clark, chlorine. AR in Clark, argon. The K in Clark, potassium. And the CA in Cannon for calcium. What is periodicity? Periodicity is the predictable pattern by which properties of elements change across or down the periodic table. Remember, there are always exceptions to these periodic trends. Each of the trends is a general trend as you move across or down, not absolute trends. The first trend is atomic mass. Atomic mass is the mass in grams for 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd atoms. The atomic mass is found on the periodic table. In general, atomic mass increases across the periodic table and also increases down the periodic table. It's important to know why these trends occur, not just that they occur. As you move from left to right, the number of subatomic particles increases. The number of protons, neutrons, and electrons all increase. More subatomic particles leads to higher mass. The atomic mass increases down a group for the same reason. For example, when moving from lithium across the periodic table to beryllium, you increase the number of protons, neutrons, and electrons. This increases the mass of the atom. The next trend is atomic radii. Atomic radius is defined as half of the distance between the nuclei of two bonded atoms. In general, atomic radii decreases from left to right across the periodic table and increases from top to bottom down a group. Why does the atomic radii decrease across a period? When moving left to right, the number of protons, neutrons, and electrons all increase. As the number of protons and electrons increase, the attraction between the positive nucleus and the negative electron cloud also increase. This attraction pulls in on the electrons and causes the radii to decrease. Why does atomic radii increase down a group? Protons, neutrons, and electrons are also added as you move down a group. However, the electrons are added in new energy levels. The inner electrons shield the new outer electrons from the pull of the nucleus. Therefore, it doesn't pull in like when moving from left to right on the periodic table. Electronegativity. Electronegativity is the pull an atom has on electrons it shares in a bond with another atom. In general, electronegativity increases from left to right on the periodic table. It decreases from top to bottom down a group. Why does electronegativity increase across the period? When moving from left to right, the radius of the atom decreases as more protons pull on more electrons. When an atom is smaller, the electrons are closer to the nucleus and therefore feel the pull more strongly. The smaller the atom, the higher the electronegativity. Why does electronegativity decrease down a group? As you move down a group, the radius increases as more electron shells are added. The outer electrons are farther from the nucleus. They will feel the pull of the nucleus less strongly. Larger atoms have lower electronegativities. Ionization energy. Ionization energy is the energy needed to remove the outermost electron. In general, ionization energy increases from left to right on the periodic table and decreases from top to bottom. Why does ionization energy increase across a period? When moving from left to right, the radius of the atom decreases as more protons pull in on more electrons. When an atom is smaller, the electrons are closer to the nucleus and therefore feel the pull more strongly. It is harder to remove an electron away from these smaller atoms. Therefore, ionization energy increases as radius decreases. Why does electronegativity decrease down a group? As you move down a group, the radius increases as more electron shells are added. As the outer electrons, those involved in bonding, are farther from the nucleus, they feel the pull of the nucleus less. It is easier to remove an electron from a larger atom. Electron affinity is the opposite of ionization energy. Electron affinity is the energy released when an electron is added to an atom. In general, electron affinity increases from left to right across the periodic table. It decreases from top to bottom down a group. Why does electron affinity increase across the period? When moving from left to right, the radius of the atom decreases as more protons pull on more electrons. When an atom is smaller, the electrons are closer to the nucleus. Therefore, a smaller atom can handle an extra electron more easily as it can be controlled by the closer nucleus. Therefore, electron affinity increases as radius decreases. As you move down a group, the radius increases as more electron shells are added. The outer electrons are farther from the nucleus and shielded from the nucleus. Therefore, they will feel the pull of the nucleus less strongly. The larger the atom, the less able it is to control a new electron. Therefore, as radius increases, electron affinity decreases. Ionic charge and radii. An ion is an atom with a charge. Cation is a positively charged ion. It occurs when electrons are lost. An anion is a negatively charged ion. It results from the gain of electrons. Some ion charges can be determined from the element's placement on the periodic table. For example, the elements on the far left column, beginning with hydrogen, all form +1 charges. The next column, beginning with beryllium, form +2 charges. On the right side, the second to right column, beginning with fluorine, form -1. The next column over, beginning with oxygen, form -2. In the next column, nitrogen and phosphorus form -3. Two columns over to the left, aluminum and gallium form +3. Next to them, zinc and cadmium form +2. And next to them, silver forms +1. How does the radius of a cation compare to the parent atom? Atoms lose electrons to create a positive ion, a cation. When electrons are lost, there are now more protons than electrons. Therefore, the protons have a greater pull on each of the electrons. The radius decreases. How does the radius of an anion compare to the parent atom? Atoms gain electrons to create negative ions. When electrons are gained, there are now more electrons than protons. Therefore, the protons have a weaker pull on each of the electrons. The radius of an anion is greater than the parent atom. A summary of the trends of the periodic table and some example problems. In general, from left to right across the period, atomic mass increases while radii decreases. Electronegativity, ionization energy, and electron affinity all increase. In general, from top to bottom, down a group, the atomic mass increases. The radii also increases. Electronegativity, ionization energy, and electron affinity all decrease. Don't try to memorize all of these trends. Understand the reasoning behind atomic radii and know the definitions of the other terms. Then you can reason out how their trends relate to the trend of atomic radii. A common example problem is to have you list elements in order of increasing property. For example, list Li, Cs, and K in increasing order of atomic radii, electronegativity, ionization energy, and electron affinity. Li, Cs, and K are elements in the same group. Atomic radii is the radii of the atom. As you move down a group, the electron shells are added. This makes a larger atom. The element at the top will be the smallest. Li is smaller than K, is smaller than Cs. Electronegativity is the pull an atom has on electrons it shares in a bond. As you move down a group, atoms get larger. The larger the atom, the less pull on the electrons. The smallest atom will have the highest electronegativity. Therefore, Cs is less than K, is less than Li. Ionization energy is the energy needed to remove the outermost electron. As you move down a group, atoms get larger. The larger the atom, the lower the pull on the electrons. The smallest atom will have the highest ionization energy. Therefore, Cs is lower than K, which is smaller than Li. Electron affinity is the energy released when another electron is added. As you move down a group, atoms get larger. The larger the atom, the lower the pull on the electrons. The smaller atom will have the highest electron affinity. Therefore, Cs is less than K, is less than Li. Another example is to put cations or anions in order of increasing size. For example, put in order of increasing size Ca, Ca plus 2, and Ca. Cations are formed by removing electrons. When electrons are removed, there are more protons for each electron. The pull on the electron from the nucleus is now greater. The cation will be smaller than the parent atom. Therefore, Ca plus 2, which had 2 electrons removed, is smaller than Ca plus 1, only having 1 electron removed. And that's smaller than having Ca, with no electrons removed. In summary, the periodic table organizes the elements by atomic number. The periodic table can be used to determine chemical properties of an element based on periodic trends. Radii decreases across the periodic table and increases down the periodic table. Other periodic trends, such as electronegativity, ionization energy, and electron affinity, can be reasoned through using the atomic radii trend. Ions gain or lose electrons to form a charge. Cations are smaller, and anions are larger than the parent atom. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial on the periodic table and periodicity. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.